Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalet, mitzvah 144, as we continue our discussion within the larger parsha of Shlamim, which the Torah is talking about in our discussions of Parsha Tzav. So we have the mitzvah of Shlamim, we have the Isser of leaving over Shlamim and any carbon, we have the mitzvah of burning something that we left over, and now we have the Isser of Pigel. Shelo lechol pigel, the Isser of eating pigel. I think I have to do a survey of all the people that know Shas. Gotta go ask them. But my guess is that pigel is in the top five topics that has more press than any other topic in Shas. I think Hotzah b'Shabbos is up there, because so much of Masecha Shabbos is all about the Malacha of Hotzah. But pigel has tremendous amount of dafim, both in Zvachim and in Menachis, especially related to it. So it just shows you there's so many details of pigel, and that's why we have 11 pages of Minchas Chinuch when it comes to the mitzvah of pigel. Okay, so let's see what we could talk about. So the Torah says, the Chinuch says, Shelo le'echol ha-pigel. There is an iser to eat pigel. What is pigel? U'pigel who? Karban shechashav alav ha-kohen ha-makriv. A carbon that the Kohen that is being makrivit thinks a problematic thought during the avoda. Machsheves psul b'shas zvicha o akrava. Thinks a problematic thought during the shas zvicha, meaning the shas of shechting it, o akrava, the time of burning it. He thinks what type of problematic thought? Upsul machshavahu kagon shehiske bedaito. He thinks in his mind beis hazvicha or beis hakrava. Again, shas shchita or shas hakrava. What is shas hakrava? That can mean shas haktara, the time you burn it, or shas zrika, the time you sprinkle the blood. But during one of the crucial stages of avoda, the kohen thinks sheyochal meoso karbon. He thinks that he's going to eat from the carbon after the time that is prescribed to eat it. Let's say it's a chatas, so he thinks he's going to eat it tomorrow. He can't eat it tomorrow. It's a shlamim, he thinks he's going to eat it in 3 days from now. If I just have that thought, the second that I'm doing the shechita, the shechita is perfect in the act. I think that the achila is going to take place after the proper time, that labels the carbon right now as pigel. And once the avoda is finished, as we'll see, if I eat from that before, in the proper time, if I eat from the carbon today, so it's pigel, I'm chayv karis. Right? That's the isra of pigel. If you think, la'achar zmanu, oh, yaktir mimenu, or not only if I think about that I'm going to eat it after the proper time, or if I think that I'm going to burn it after the proper time, oh, yaktir mimenu, mashaton haktara, achar zmanu, mukbal haktara, or I think that I'm going to burn it after the time that it's supposed to be burned, sha'achilas ha-mizbeach v'achilas adam, ha-kol nishma b'lashon achila. Because the point of pigel is that you have to think that you're going to do an achila after the proper time. What does an achila mean? That can mean, says the chinach, an achilas adam, or an achilas mizbeach. Eating, you eating it, or the mizbeach eating it. Both of those are included. U'bir ha-kasev sha'ochal mimenu sha'yisavon. And the Torah tells us, whoever eats from it, not the one who thinks about it. The one who creates pigel, the Kohen, will get to if he violates an Aver later on. But that's not this Isser. This Isser is if you eat from pigel. After the Kohen created pigel, then he or anybody eats from it, the Chayiv Karis. If it was a shogeg, if you didn't know it was pigel and somebody ate from it, then you Chayiv Achatos. But that's the Isser of pigel. This Isser is not in the creation of pigel, but it's in the eating it once it is created. The one who eats from it will bear its sin. That Isser is karis. What does the word pigel mean? So if you look at the Ksav HaKabbalah, he quotes a couple of the pshatim. Pigel. He quotes, first of all, Unkelus. Unkelus says pigel is merachak. It's distanced. I created this carbon, and now I have to distance from myself. You might say it means distance that I thought about doing something in the distance. Or the Yonas ben Uziel says it means puzzle. Rashi says later on it means ti'uv. It's an abomination, like to'eva. Pigel is a lashon of to'eva. Radak, pigel means it was changed. Basar shenishtana recho mar'ehu. It's mefugal. It's changed from what it's supposed to be. And he quotes Psukim and Tanakh that mean that. Says the Klav HaKabbalah after quoting all of these pshatim, V'yired appears to me, ki kol zeh mechuvan b'lashem shetekamu unkelis. All of these suggestions are included in what unkelis says, in yin rachkus, being separate and away. V'hu richuk machshavi, and it's a richuk in the conceptual sense. Misiba seyosa davar misnagin l'ratzon ha'adam mibechinas ma'uso mitzaratzmo o mibechinas ha'ratzon eloki asher tziva ha'esrachos mikol eila. It's all included in what Uncle has said of being distant. So then he said he could even, maybe from the word pigle, sometimes letters switch around in the Hebrew language. So if you switch the gimel and the lamed to make it pe lamed gimel, plag always means split. Plugta, haflaga, pilug, we spoke about pilagish a couple of days ago, but plug is means split. So maybe that's what it means. It's distant, it's split from us because it is something that we are supposed to stay away from. So that is just the word pigle that the Ksav HaKabbalah notes. The Chinuch mentioned that is this clearly a problem of Machshava. And he says clearly on the back on the fourth line, Shehiskim Bedaito. He thinks in his mind. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Os Yud Ches, so all the way towards the end, after the end of a couple of pages, he quotes a machlokas we've shown him that is well known in this in these topics in all of Zvachim, that many times in Zvachim you have problematic thoughts. Does that mean problematic thoughts purely? Or does it have to mean, even though the Gemara says machashev, maybe it means you spoke it also. You can't just think it. Thinking is not enough. The Minchas Chinuch quotes in Os Yud Ches. He quotes the machlokas we've shown him. The Chinuch here says, seems to say pure machshav is good enough. I think pigle, I make it pigle. But if you look in Os Yud Ches, he calls Mishal Malachavi Machlokas Rishonim, Iha Machshavo Sheposlin Bekachim, Isagi Bemachshava, Otsarach Dafka Hotsah Bepeh. Or do you have to actually say it? The Hevi Arbe Deus. Right? If you look in the first Davdalad in Zvachim and the first Tosfos in Zvachim, the big discussion is it pure Machshava in all these cases or is it deeper? Parallel Machlokas comes up in other places in Shas. At the end of Amafkid, Shlichus Yad, if I plan to use an item that I'm supposed to be watching, the Gemara says Chashav Lishloch Bo Yad. Again, Machlokas we shown him there. Does it mean really Chashav or does it mean you have to have said it? And Chashav just means not an action. So this is a Machlokas that comes up in various places, but it comes up right here as well. Does it mean pure machshava or dibur? The Chinuch holds that it has to be, it can't even be pure machshava. Right? It doesn't mention anything about dibur. So in Rav Sternbach writes in on our pasuk in Tam Vadas that the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Tefila, Hatfila hi simin sadeches, Hatfila hi b'makom hakarban, v'lachein tzorach lizar shetehei dugmas hakarban v'kavana. Tefillah is keneged tzmidim. And therefore, you have to have proper kavana. Just like when you bring a carbon, you have to have proper kavana. So too, when one davens, one have to have proper kavana. V'lo yerav ba machshava acheres. K'mo shemachshava poselos bekachim. Just like machshava apostles and kachim, so too by Shimon Esrei. And he quotes the Gra, who quotes on the Gemara, Bira Gra on Aruch Chaim, quotes our pasuk, lo yechashev. V'nira mikan chiddush gadol. Quotes of Sternbach. You see from here a big chiddush. Shaham is palo v'choshev b'dvar macherim. If I'm thinking about something else during my davening, it's not only that I'm davening without kavana, I am making my tefillah into pigle. I'm being mispagel my tefillah. Kekarbish it is pagel. My tefillah becomes pasul in a sense. It's not just I daven without kavana. And he says you understand from this based Abir Halacha that. Quotes the Rashba in Simin Kuf Aleph, where the Rashba says, "Yeshli Zaher Shlo Yefana Libo BeEmsat Tfilasul Dvar Machir." I shouldn't think about other things during my davening. Afilu Em Omer Es Kol Atevas Abracha BeKavana. Even if I say everything, BeKavana. But if in the middle I think about something else when I'm not talking, I can't do that. I shouldn't do that. Shasar LaHavzik BeTfilasul Afilu BeMachshava. And he's not sure if you did. So he says, "says Rav Sternbach, where does that come from? You had kavana by all the words. That's just in between some words. You had a break. The answer is that's just like a carbon. If you have a hesach adas, if you have a problem middle, that could affect it. So too here. So our tefillah is connected to carbon, and therefore maybe that's an emphasis of pigles. You have to realize all the parallels to tefillah. Okay, continuing. Says the Chinuch, next paragraph, V'ulam asaraso, klomer halav ha-mefurish alzeh, milvad ha-onesh shenizkar kan. This pasuk just quotes the punishment. Where is the Avera? Where is the Azara written? Humash ha-kazim b'miluam. It's what we learned back in Sefer Shmos. Lo ye'achel ki kodesh hu. Don't eat it because it is kodesh. V'yomru zecharim lavracha. Skipping the Minchas Chinuch for now. She'oso akasif kolobasar koma shenifsa menakachim. This isser, the isser of eating pigle, really includes all eating of pasul karbanos. Just like yesterday. Yesterday, the mitzvah that we had, of mitzvah burning karbanos. Burning karbanos that became pasul, or burning nosar. It wasn't only nosar. The mitzvah included all burnings. Like we said, pigle. Pigle also has to be burnt. So too, this mitzvah is not only the issur of eating pig, but the issur of eating all carbonous psulim. Ukumochen, and also Chazal also learned it out from a pasuk later on in Dvarim, lo socha kol toeva, shedar shakol shetiyafi l'cha, harihu bibal tochal. Right, so this is what we learn. The next paragraph, v'zesh sha'amar, and even though this is not, this is how Chazal understood this pasuk. If you read the pasuk kipshuto, what does the pasuk say that this mitzvah is based on? Vim heyachel yeachel bayom hashlishi. If you eat it on the third day, it sounds like from the pasuk that if you eat it on the third day, not if you think about eating it on the third day, it becomes piglin. Even if you eat it now, it's a problem. But that's how Chazal understood it. Klomar shechashav alav laochlo bayom hashlishi shekin dorshu zechanu labracham b'zeh pasuk. That's how the Torah Shabbat Peh understands this pasuk. And the Gemara says in Zvachim Kaf Azdacha Lishmoa B'Machashiv Al Zivcho SheYochal Mimeno B'Yom Hashlishi HaKosev Midaber Shehu Nifsad B'Zosa Machshava. Right, this is the problem. Pigo V'Yochlo Chayiv Karis. And if you eat it, one is Chayiv Karis. Good. Next paragraph. Misharshi Mitzvazu. What's some of the Hashkafa behind this mitzvah? HaYesod Asher Baninu Tchila. It's the Yesod that we started off with. Shamarnu Ki Inyanei Karban LaHechsher Machshavas Bnei Adam. Uletzayer Benafsha Mitocha Peula Shebein Yadam Roa Achet V'Tov Darchei Yosher. The idea of a carbon, as we've said many times, is to inspire us. Al Kain. And therefore, Mios Iker Sibaso Al Dvar HaMachshavos HaYeroyli Pasal B'Machshava HaNetuya B'Menei Yosher B'Chol Maisav. Right, it only makes sense if a carbon is supposed to inspire us. If we warp a carbon, if we don't have perfect machshava by it, then it teaches us a lesson that it gets ruined. Because this is such a delicate, fragile institution, carbonos. So that if I think something improper about the carbon is ruined. Right, that's the message. Right? This is the first aveira I think in all of Vayikra that we learn about a mistake. A mistake done. So this is where pigle is created, and it just shows us the fragility and the delicateness of every carbon. You think something wrong, the wrong time, so then it becomes pigle. Fine. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas, of which there are many. Masha Amrim Zechronim Lavracha. She'ein, we'll do some here in the chinuch, and then hopefully we'll have some time for the minchas chinuch. Some of them. She'ein chiyiv karetz ala lo'ochel min ha-karbon, min ha-chelek she'ish lo ba'al la'adam, ola mizbeach mimenu. The halacha is, not everything can become pigle. He's going to say in a minute, dam cannot become pigle. Not every part of the bones cannot become pigle. What can become pigle? It's what we call a darvash she'ish lo matirin. Davar Sheish Matirin has many connotations in different areas of halacha, but in Kadshim and in Pigel, Davar Sheish Matirin means something that becomes mutter through something else making it mutter. Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. Blood is itself a matir. You sprinkle the blood, and that's what then allows you to eat from the carbon or to burn the carbon. So the blood is a matir. There's no pigel when it comes to a blood. What can become pigel? The meat. Or the chalav that's going to be burned to the mizbeach, anything that has something else matter it, so that could become pigel. The lechem upon him, by that the kohanim eat every Shabbat to take it off. So that's not a matir. You burn the little bazichi levona on Shabbos, and then after you burn that, the lechem becomes edible and is hutar. So that's an example also. Davar sheyesh lo matirin, anything that has something else matir it, so then that can become pigel. Anything that is itself a matir, but nothing else matirs it, so then that cannot become pigel. That is one of the basic yisodos of pigel, and that's what he's quoting now. Aval min achelik mimenu shematir hakarbon, but the part of the animal that matirs the carbon itself, ein chayav anolav kariz b'shem pigel. And then he gives examples. Ha'ochel kazayis ben adam mi'akarbon shenis pagel, if you eat some of the dam, so it's an Israel of eating dam, but ein chayav anolav kariz b'shem pigel, there's no kariz. Shari dam achelik hamatir b'karbonu. So that is, dam is the matir. Sha'achas, rikas adam, emurim utar likare, v'lo kodem lachain. So, rule and regulation of pigle is that it has to be matired by something else. That's what's only subject to pigle. But other parts of the animal, you're not allowed to eat, it's pusle, but it's not pigle. Mikal makom, that's what he says now. Aval bishim bokaris lokanov. You're still going to get malchus for eating the other parts of the animal, but it's not pigle in the full sense of the word. Aval ochel kazayis ben basar akarbon oafilim ane murim, chayef karis bishim pigle, shedamu amatir mulam esbeach, something else matters it, and then it becomes pigle. The chinuch then notes, not only is there pigle when it comes to animals, by a mincha could also become pigle, a flower carbon. Mincha shenis pagla. If during the kemitza, the first avod of a mincha, I think that I'm going to do the burning after the proper time, that's also pigle. Right? Pigol is not only for animal karbanos. Let's get down to the next paragraph. V'chein me'inyin ha-mitzvah. So this is what maybe some of you have been waiting for. This is all about eating pigol. What about the Kohen? Is he held accountable? He had this thought that killed my karbon, basically. So v'chein me'inyin ha-mitzvah. Mash'amru gamkein. Yes. Shahamakriv ha-machashim ha-chashim is pigol over balav. First of all, if a Kohen has this thought, he gets an isidar isa. Shenemar lo yichashev lo, as the pasuk says lo yichashev lo, umbi apiashmua lamanu shebechlal ze asar lamakriv shelo yachshem machshav et pigol. Thinking pigol, it is an iser. Says the chinuch lo avol b'chol makom ino nechshav micheshbon shas halavin. It's not a separate 365. It's not a separate iser daraisa, but it's definitely an iser. Lefishu kein snifim lo lav acher shu nechshav b'lavin. It's included in one of the other averes. Which aveira is it included in? V'humashakasa v'seder emar kol mum lo yihyebo v'darshu zecharnam lavracha misham lav lamatu mum b'kachem. We'll get to this later on. Bezrat Hashem, you're not allowed to put a mum in a karban. If I'm matal a mum in a karban, why would I want to do that? Let's say I'm a kohen and it's a bechor and I want to eat it. I know the halach is by a bechor. If it gets a mum, the kohen can do whatever he wants with it. That's an iser d'oraisa to put a mum into an animal. The chinuch here quoting the Rambam. If I think a problematic thought that ruins the carbon, I violate that isa daraisa. It's like I'm putting a mum in the carbon. It's not a physical mum, but it still counts as putting a mum. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Psuli Hamakdashin. Kol hamachashiv machshava she'ena nechona bekachim hariza over below sase sharehu omer lo yichashev. There's no action there. So you're not going to get malchus, the Rambam says. But that's important. When the Kohen does this, this whole mitzvah is about, you're not allowed to eat pigle. But the Kohen who is mefagel the karbon, that's an iser de oraisa. V'zeho inyan gamkein shal machashi psul, kigein hamato mum hu nechshav. V'ficha lo chashbenu min hachashbis. He doesn't count it. Mikol makom, as he says in a local zeh, he doesn't get malchus. L'fi she'ein bo maisa el machshav ebovad. No malchus because it's only b'machshav. The minchas chinuch in os yud tes, right here on the bottom right, he wonders why not. Why not malchus? Why don't you get malchus? After all, we know, for example, says in Minchas Chinuch, by Temura, the Gemara says, if it's a machshava that affects something as if it was a maisa, that's considered a maisa and you'd get malchus. So here too, you should say you get malchus. Unless you say, says the Minchas Chinuch, on the top left now, maybe this connects to a sugya that we've discussed various times. And that is, how do you define a lav sheyishwa maisa and ainbo maisa? You can do this aveira without any maisa. So because of that, we know the chinuch says elsewhere that even if you do it with a maisa, so then it's not going to be called yishpa maisa for malchus. So maybe that's what it's based on. But he says other rishonim, like the Rambam, who says as long as you can do it with a maisa, even if you don't do it with a maisa, it is a yalav sheyishpa maisa, you should get malchus. And he leaves it b'tzarachiyin. He doesn't understand why, according to the Rambam, one would not get malchus for this case. Good. So this is about the kohen. So we spoke about eating the pigle. We spoke about the kohen who does this, gets to the aveira. One more. Is the Kohen chayiv to pay the Bailam? He ruined it. He did an Aveira. Is he chayiv to pay the Bailam? So the Rambam says, if he did it on purpose, yes. Based on the Gemara in Gittin, the Rambam says in Hilchos Chovel Umazik, HaKohanim shepiglu es hazevach. Kohanim that think pigle, bemazid chayav in l'shalim. The chayiv to pay. This is an example of what's called hezik she'eno nikar. I damaged you, even though physically you can't see it, but I ruined your carbon. So I have to pay for it if I'm a Kohen, if I did it on purpose. Hezek shein b'shogeg paturin. I don't know how you would do pigle b'shogeg. Right, stam, maybe you thought, I have an idea, maybe you thought it was a shlamim, and really it was a chatas. So you're thinking that you're going to eat it in 2 days from now, and really it was a chatas, you only have 1 day to eat it. So that's an example of a shogeg. So that case would be putter. But if pigle was a zevach, the Rambam says, one is chayiv. The Rambam, the Mishnah Melech on that Rambam, in Hilchos Chovel Umazik, in Zayin Dalid, he asked the question, the Rambam only mentions one problematic thought, pigle. There are other problematic thoughts that we could talk about. For example, just look for a minute at the Chinuch mentions it. The Chinuch does not mention it, but if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Os Chaf, the second to last piece, he mentions that throughout Shas, whenever pigle is brought up, pigle really has a teammate. Pigle is chutz l'zmano. You think you're going to eat it at the wrong time, after the proper time. But whenever pigle is brought up, a parallel puzzle thought of chutz l'mkomo is always discussed also. If I think I'm going to eat it in the wrong spot, Not chuslas, but a chuslim komo. There are parallels, but chuslim komo is not pigol. It's called pasul. You're not chayef kares if you eat that. It's a lav. But throughout Shas, chuslas mano, chuslim komo are compared. Even though the real pigol is chuslas mano, but chuslim komo is also pasul. That's an important ha'arav of the Minchas Chinuch in Os Chaf. The Mishnah Lamelach here in Hilchos Chovah Lamazik wonders, why does the Rambam only mention that if the Kohanim think a pigol thought, then they're chayef to pay? What if they think a chuslim komo thought? What if they think they're doing the wrong karbon, which the Gemara says shalol lishma. The first Mishnah in Zvachim, the Mishnah says there that it's a kosher karbon, but it didn't fulfill the Bialim schiyah. They have to bring another one. So do they have to pay there? Shalol lishma. All these other thoughts. The Mishnah Melech wonders why the Rambam only discusses a pigol thought in his halacha and not these other thoughts. And he says, would it be limited to pigol because there the karbon is totally pasul, but by other thoughts that it's kosher. It just doesn't count for the owner. It wouldn't be a chiyuv. That's his suffix. Okay. Vital. Let's finish up the chinuch. V'noeg yisra achilas pigol b'zman abayis b'zcharmim b'dekevus applies to men and women. Afil yisraelim, whoever eats from this karbon. Shadera klal asarta torah lakol. The Torah asers bein kohen bein yisrael. V'yover alav achol kezayis b'men. If somebody eats a kezayis, like ul ma'acholas asuros, then he gets kares. B'shogig yischayiv a chatas. Chayiv a chatas. Let's try to just do two or three other issues that come up in the Minchas Chinuch. Some of the shilas that come up is, let me just get to one or two of the Yesodos ones. There's a very important rule in Pigol that the Minchas Chinuch mentions in, let me just find it, if I can, and if not, I'll just say it outside. I can't find it right now, but the rule of pigol is that something is only pigol when that is the only problem with the karbon. If there is any other problem with the karbon, then it is not pigol. That's called yatir hamatir kimitzvaso. Meaning, let's say I think chuslas mano during one part of the avoda, and here it is, in Minchas Chinuch Anos Dalet. He quotes, if there's any other problem with this karbon, it's not pigol. It has to be the only problem with this karbon. There's a lot of lumdis behind that, but that's the rule. If I'm thinking pigol and I think chutzlim komo at another point, or I'm thinking anything, any other, it becomes tameh, it's not pigol. And that is why, let's say I thought pigol during the shechita, before I finish the avoda, I'm not allowed to continue. I'm not allowed to finish the avoda. Why? Because then I'm going to create pigol. If I don't finish the avoda, if I just burn it right then, it's never going to become pigol. And that's what one has to do. If there is, that's what he says, v'nira pashut, v'nira, that in os dalet, v'mchishim machsheves hazman be'iz avoda, kamod shchita, im yigmar avodos, it's going to become pigol, so it's usher to continue the avodos. What happens, he says, fascinating question, what if somebody eats from it before the avodos are finished? And then the avodos are finished. So it turned out that this was pigol, but at the moment that I ate it, it wasn't pigol yet. So he has that suffix. Suffix in Os Hay, Minchas Chinuch in Os Hay, he's not sure. On the one hand, it became pigol l'maisa, but on the other hand, it wasn't pigol at the moment that he ate from it. Do you say that it goes l'mafreya? This gets into issues of Brera, but that is an important point. One final interesting source, again, there's a lot here, we don't have time to get into everything, but one final interesting thought that we mentioned way back in Parshas Bo, and that is, there is one case of, what about this case? A Kohen thinks pigol, and he ruins the karbon, but it happened to be a karbon on, let's say it was the karbon Pesach, on Erev Pesach, and the owner still had chametz in his house. So if it would have been a kosher karbon, so then what? Then the owner would have been over Nisa Daraisa of Los Ishkal Chametz Dam Zivchi. But because the Kohen ruined the carbon, it's a pasul carbon, and therefore doesn't violate Biyasur. If the Kohen has bad kavanas, but it turns out good, so is there a problem? So if you remember, we mentioned the case was that a guy in the Chashuke Chemed in Psachim, in the Samachs, or the, I think it's Samach Gimel Amad Aleph, the case was somebody broke into a car, he stole the car, and all of a sudden he sees a baby in the back seat who is suffocating. He drives straight to the hospital, he saves the baby's life. So his kavana was terrible, he wanted to steal the car. He ended up saving the guy's life. So the shaila was, does he have to pay for the window that he broke? So again, the kavana was bad kavana, but the result was good. So to here, the Kohanim had bad kavana. They wanted to be mefagel of the carbon, but they ended up saving the guy from an avera. So in that case, do the Kohanim have to pay or not? So that's discussed by the poskim. Do you go by the kavana or do you go by the totsa? Again, there's a lot here in pigol. We will have to stop here, and by Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with going from nosar to pigol to tameh.